You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Hello there, everybody. Mike Heck here for MMAfighting.com. Here, inside the UFC Apex, where we just wrapped up the UFC 276 Media Day, and it was all sorts of fun. With Israel Adesanya, Jared Cannonier, Alexander Volkanovski, Max Holloway. There is one scrum that sort of stood out above the rest, which if you watch them, I think you know where I'm going with this, but it was a fun media day. I thought everybody did a great job coming in here, and it's always tough because we have the media day on the Wednesday, and then there'll be a press conference tomorrow with a lot of the fighters that are already here today, and then It's very difficult to keep things kind of separate, but everyone was there. It was a good time. We had Max Holloway and Israel Adesanya get their USADA jackets for 50 consecutive clear tests, which is always very cool. And then that led to a big moment from Israel Adesanya, basically calling out John Jones and taking a shot at him, and then offering anybody in the room $3 million if anyone can prove he was on some sort of performance-enhancing drug, which, brilliant move by Israel Adesanya. I thought he did a great job. I think he's got this confidence to him, and you saw it during his sit-down, where you haven't really seen, I mean, you always see the confidence, but the type of swagger that he has this week, the type of attitude that he has this week, and he doesn't view Jared Cannonier as like a horrible human being or somebody that he has hatred towards or anything like that. It's just another opponent. But now he's being specific about things. He's saying this fight, this performance is going to remind you of the Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin fight. And that to me is very telling. And that confidence, that swagger has continued over into media day, into Wednesday. He's just got something going this week. You can see it in his eyes. You can see it in his attitude. It's very clear what Israel Adesanya is going to try to do on Saturday. And on the flip side, Jared Cannonier is not buying into any of the hype whatsoever. He is not going to discuss anything that's been said about him from fans, how they view him, what Adesanya said, mostly in regards to the Anderson Silva Forrest Griffin comparison. He is just focused on one thing, and that is himself. He did not really love my line of questioning, but I thought all of those questions were fair to ask, and especially the follow-ups on being the underdog and having that mentality and people overlooking you, maybe more so than any other challenger that Adesanya has faced throughout his career. And I thought those are very fair questions to ask, but he's not engaging in that, and that's fine. It's his title shot. Who knows if he'll ever get another one, depending on the result on Saturday. But if that's what he needs, if that's the type of mentality he needs to go in there and have his best performance and become the first man to stop and defeat Israel Adesanya, 185 pounds, and power to him. He can yell at me, try to throw a microphone at me all he wants. So good on him. I thought he did a great job of selling the fight and taking things very, very seriously. And the co-main event, which I'm so excited about, high-level martial arts at its best. We got Alexander Volkanovski defending his UFC featherweight title against Max Holloway. Third meeting between these two competitors. And if this is not the last meeting, I'm not going to be heartbroken about it at all. If we see these two guys fight 17 times, I'm going to watch every single one of them. And I've been getting more excited and more excited for each of these fights. I'm more excited for this one than I was for the second one. Definitely more excited for the second one than I was the first, so my excitement levels for this fight in particular are really, really high. I cannot wait to see it go down, but I thought Max Holloway came in, did a great job. He's fired up. He's got that look in his eye, and when Max Holloway, of all people, is coming out saying, I don't think this fight gets out of the third round, that's not something you hear from Max Blessed Holloway all that often. It's usually, it is what it is. We're going to go in there, and two guys are going to fight, and whatever happens, happens. I think I'm going to win. But now he's coming out and trying to be specific about things. He's got that look in his eye. He's ready to go. And it's all about his legacy. This is a legacy fight for him. And for Alexander Volkanovski, he feels like it's a legacy fight as well. He feels Max has earned his stripes to get back to this fight, to earn this third championship opportunity, this third fight with Alexander Volkanovski. This fight rules. Both guys did a tremendous job in telling us that this fight rules. Both of them have just immense respect for one another, and they showed that at this media day today. They did a great job getting us even more ready for it, the technique talk, everything. I can't wait to see this fight on Saturday. I cannot wait to see it. And if Max Holloway can go out there and finish Alexander Volkanovsky like he says he's going to do inside of 3 rounds, that is just gigantic. It'll definitely set up a fourth fight. And if Volkanovsky wins, will this be the last meeting? Will that be the last meeting? Or could Max earn his way back again? Because if that happens, I'm not going to be upset about it. I will watch these guys fight a million times. Can't wait for that one. Both guys, tremendous job. Very respectful. Max Holloway, like I said earlier, gets the 50-test USADA jacket. Was very proud of that. And he's ready to go. Of course, the media scrum that really stood out today, there are two. I thought Sean O'Malley did a tremendous job being super honest and just open. I love the line about, you know, no matter if I went out there and submitted Khabib Nurmagomedov, people are going to have an issue with that. They're going to have things to say about it. And I just think Sean approaches this game just so uniquely well, does such a great job of knowing where he sits and how the business works. Just fantastic stuff from Sean O'Malley. He's got that student of the game mentality and everything like that. So like his insight on everything. And look who's here. My man Jose Youngs is here.
What is this?
This is me just doing this reaction to the media day thing, and now making us easy. Oh no, come on over, Jose Youngs, the man who is up front doing all the videos. I'm just back here asking questions and getting yelled at by Sean Strickland.
Yeah, if you didn't watch any of the videos or you haven't seen them, they're on at MMA Fighting across all social channels and YouTube platforms, and you can catch up on all of our lovely work here at the lovely scenic UFC Apex, where it is probably, well, what do you think it is, like 18 degrees in here?
It's freezing. 18 degrees,
18 degrees Fahrenheit, yeah. I'm dying. I'm freezing.
There you are. Just want to get some quick thoughts. What scrum stood out to you today the most? Strickland was all over the place.
Was that a scrum, or was him? He just doing crowd work?
He was like Joey Gladson up there. I was just waiting for him to do the scissor thing and tell me to cut it out, but he was calling out everybody. Adesanya was very intense. Even Max Holloway was fired up today, I thought. You know, it's very rare that Max Holloway is out here being specific about things, saying that this fight's not getting out of the third round. You could just see it in his eyes. Looked a little sucked out because of the weight cut, but fired up. The man is ready to go. What stood out to you the most today?
Outside of Sean Strickland being Sean Strickland, Alexander Volkanovsky's bum-ass Yankees hat that he was wearing.
Ah, boo!
Izzy was good, but that was expected to be. So I would say, I thought Sean O'Malley was really good today. The fact that he was wearing two watches, and I was like, why are you wearing two watches? He goes, I got two wrists. I was like, you know what? You make a fair point, Sean. I thought he was really good because he reminds me of a young Izzy where he kind of knows the top 15. Of the bantamweight division. He talks about Adrian Yanez, he talked about Dillashaw, he talked about Aljamain, he talked Jose Aldo, Dominic Cruz, Chito Vera. He talked a lot. He said, he didn't say Peter Yan, but he's like, there's a Russian out there that says he can't get a fight. So I thought Sean O'Malley, outside of Izzy and Max, even outside of just Izzy, I thought he had a phenomenal interview. I thought Jim Miller was really good.
Great.
Maybe because he's not cutting to 155. I thought he was much more personable. Cowboy was Cowboy. This is like the third week in a row, three or four weeks we've had him or something like that. So he was fine. Sean O'Malley, I think, was the best outside of like the top title fights, I would say.
Yeah, everything. The suit with the no shirt, the two watches, the hair is on fire. Sean's crushing it. Apparently, he left this building in this white sports car.
Doesn't surprise me.
Out of this world. So, yeah, I thought his scrum was fantastic. Seeing Donald Cerrone in this stage of his life.
Yeah.
And just seeing how positive he is, like the constant smile, just very reflective and just pressure-free.
Yeah.
See, like, it's one thing to see clips on social media, and it's another thing to like watch the video on YouTube, but to actually see it in person, it's pretty crazy, right? Seeing where Cerrone is after the Conor fight and now where he is now, just loving life.
And his wife was standing off to the side, like watching like pretty intently. So yeah, it was this is the Cowboy we've had. He was in Phoenix, he was in Austin. He was a little more emotional, probably like he said, because he was sucked out and dehydrated, but he's done this a million times. So yeah, Dad Cerrone is alive and in full force, and fingers crossed we can actually see him fight on Saturday.
Dricus du Plessis is a very
He talked a lot. I wrote in our Slack channel to someone because like I was at his. I've been in all of Dricus's UFC fights so far, and I don't think he's spoken less than 20 minutes at any scrum. That dude can. That dude knows how to play the camera well. So if there is UFC Africa, they're probably going to have to go to South Africa. I think Israel Adesanya said that. Kamaru has said it. You'd have to assume Dricus du Plessis has to be on it.
Yeah.
Because he's really talented and from South Africa. And you'd have to imagine if he keeps, like, if in the next 2 years, if he keeps winning and Izzy's the champ and they match them up in UFC Africa, that prints money. But he's got to win. He's got a tough fight with Brad Tavares ahead of him.
Yeah. Strickland scrum was unbelievable. I'm sure you can find it some places. There's clips on MMA Fighting social media. He yelled at me, not really yelled at me, but he was like, "Why are you so far back?"
Yeah, and I didn't want to ask him a question because I have I've learned he doesn't like anime and he doesn't like tattoos. I happen to have both of the same of them on my body, and he doesn't like pearl necklace apparently, and I have one on right now, so didn't want to dig that kind of worms out.
Yes. Last thing, and then we'll wrap things up because we have a very long week ahead of us. What did you think of Jared Cannonier's scrum today? What did you think of his attitude, his approach to the fight?
Kept getting interrupted, but other than that, it was Jared being Jared. He doesn't like, you can't, people here that maybe have never interviewed Jared, you can't ask Jared, "Oh, this guy said that, this guy is doing this, this guy brought in that guy." He's like, "I don't care. Like, I'm not worried about it." Like, if you ask him about anyone else besides Jared Cannonier, his answer is, "Don't care. That's white noise. That's nothing to me." So you got to be really specific about, he loves talking about his team. He loves talking about crystals. He loves talking about energy. He loves talking about all this kind of stuff. I think he had, outside of Alex Pettis saying that Izzy would leave in a casket, I think Jared Cannonier had the line of the night, a line of the day, where he said, "This isn't me coming up to be here. This is me coming down from my throne to partake with Israel Adesanya." And I was like, "Damn, money! That is a money line right there." So, and that's not scripted. I love Israel Adesanya. I love a lot of his lines, but a lot of it, he picks his line of the week and he just sticks with that. Like, I'm here to show up and show out. Like this and that. Like, last style bender. Like, I'm gonna put on a show. I'm gonna style on him. This and that. They're all, you've heard them all before. Jared just speaks off the top of his head, and I thought that was line of the night, or line of the day, I should say.
Well, this is just the beginning of it, because Thursday we have the press conference, we have the Hall of Fame red carpet, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Daniel Cormier getting inducted, Cub Swanson versus Duho Choi, that fight's getting inducted, Giga Chikadze, Max Holloway getting the Forrest Griffin Awards as well. Max will not be at the Hall of Fame ceremony, but Giga Chikadze will be there. And then Friday, it is just, here we go. Get your seatbelts buckled, because we got weigh-ins, ceremonial weigh-ins. We got press conference for UFC 278. I'll be at the UFC X doing interviews like all day long, so come say hello. But this is just the beginning of the return, if you will, of International Fight Week. It all culminates this Saturday night, UFC 276, Israel Adesanya versus Jared Cannonier in the main event. Jose, thank you very much. We are done.
Peace.
That's our reaction to UFC 276 Media Day. Stick with us throughout the week to get you ready for UFC 276. For Jose, I am Mike Heck. Good night, everybody.
Vox Media Podcast Network.